Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Today, Anna, we're talking about a new movie.
New movie.
New movie time.
What?
That's right.
Fantasy?
Well, this is kind of an unusual movie. First of all, it's not part two or part three or anything like that. It's a real new movie,
mm-hmm.
but it's based on a very popular toy.
Toy.
Toys? That's right.
Oh, now, you mean the toy series?
No, not toys. No, this is actually a real toy that people can buy in the shops. Many people have played with this kind of toy over the years. It's been around for, wow, quite a long time, 40 or 50 years, I'd guess. And but it's a toy. It's a real toy. Now I think about it, that's not so strange. Transformers were toys, weren't they, before they became a movie?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not too weird to make a movie about a toy, but this toy is Lego. That's right, the Lego movie.
That's really cool. Let's take a look at today's article.
Sounds good.
Reading. The Lego Movie. Emmett is just an ordinary, uncreative minifigure in the Lego City. He is a builder who always follows instructions and never imagines anything to build by himself. Every day, he simply lays bricks to make buildings, until one day, he is mistaken for somebody else. A group of superheroes see Emmett and think that he is one of the Master Builders. They explain that they are looking for a race of beings called Master Builders who made the Lego world long ago. The heroes ask Emmett to join their quest. Together, they will try to stop Lord Business, an evil man who wants to destroy the Lego world by gluing all its bricks together. Even though fighting Lord Business isn't easy, Emmett is joined by a tough lady named Wildstyle, Batman, Wonder Woman, and even the Ninja Turtles. In the meantime, Emmett must find his inner creativity to build something special on his own. This is the only way for him to save the Lego world and prove that he truly is a master builder.
All right, so let's check out our article. It begins with our hero, maybe, our main character. We don't know. We'll find out. But it says Emmett. Emmett is a name. It's a boy's name, usually. It says Emmett is just an ordinary, uncreative minifigure in the Lego City. Oh, I can picture him now with his little yellow hands yellow head that you can pull off. But he's just an ordinary, uncreative minifigure in the Lego City. Okay, a figure is basically just the person or the shape of a person. So a minifigure is like a small person, you know, a little toy like Emmett. And he's ordinary and uncreative. He's just average, kind of boring, normal, like you and me. And he lives in the Lego City. He is a builder who always follows instructions and never imagines anything to build by himself. So it sounds like the Lego City is kind of like an ant city, and Emmett is just one of the little worker ants, right? He doesn't do anything exciting with his life. He's a builder. Of course, it's Lego, right? So they're always building things. And he always follows instructions. Well, yeah, if you buy Lego, if you buy one of the, you know, boxes, and you can make, for example, a police station or something, they'll have this piece of paper inside, a small book inside, and those will be the instructions. Instructions are rules or ways of doing something. If you've never done something before, if someone tells you, okay, step one, first thing, do this, next, do that, third, do this, you can kind of follow it. We call that step by step or number by number. Follow the instructions and learn how to do something, like learn how to build a Lego police station out of many little pieces by following the instructions. Our example sentence reads, you should read the instructions before using the coffee machine. You should read the instructions before using the coffee machine so you don't hurt yourself or make bad coffee. So our hero, Emmett, he follows instructions. He always does what people tell him to do, and he never imagines anything to build by himself. So
right.
He's uncreative, not very creative.
所以我们的主角呢，其实是这个叫做Emmett 的男生，那么他其实是乐高的一个小人物。那么在句子当中，我们看到一个人物这个英文单字叫做 figure，F-I-G-U-R-E， figure。那么重点呢，他的身份是一个 builder。不过在文章的第二句，我们从 who 开始到句尾的地方是关系子句。那么 Emmett 这个男生呢，他永远都会遵照指示说明，在这边我们看到一个单字叫做 instruction。instruction 它是名词，就是所谓的指示说明。比如说咖啡机啊，会有一个指示说明，或你买任何一个机器，它会有一个小小的 instructions， 让你先去看看怎么样来使用。那么在这里我们看到的是 he always follows instructions。And never imagines anything to build by himself.
Mm-hmm, that's right. It says every day he simply lays bricks to make buildings. So he's just a worker following the instructions. But then it says, until one day he is mistaken for somebody else. Okay, so his boring life suddenly comes to an end on one special day. What happens on that day? It says he is mistaken for somebody else. If you are mistaken, that means somebody makes a mistake and thinks one thing is another thing. So, for example, you know, if you see a person in a crowd and from the clothes that they're wearing or the style of their hair, you think it's someone you know, you go over and say, hey, Bob, and then it turns out it's not Bob. In fact, you don't know this person. You were mistaken. You made a mistake or you thought of something in the wrong kind of way. For example, we could say Kathy was mistaken when she said, tomorrow is my birthday. Kathy was mistaken when she said, tomorrow is my birthday.
OK, 所以有一天呢，其实他是被误认为其他人了。不过我们在这句话当中看到一个 until 后面加上的时间的重点是强调这个时间之前是什么样的状况。所以我们看到这个时间之前 one day 之前 he simply lays bricks to make buildings. 但是有一天呢，他突然不这么做了 because he is mistaken for somebody else. 在这里的Be mistaken for 指的是被误认为别人的意思。
Okay, a group of superheroes see Emmett and think that he is one of the master builders. Oh, okay, so it's the superheroes who are mistaken, all right? They make a mistake, they see Emmett, and they don't know that Emmett is just an ordinary worker. They think that he is one of the master builders.Okay, master builders kind of sound very powerful in the world of Lego. Goes on to say that they explain, that's the superheroes explain, that they are looking for a race of beings called master builders who made the Lego world long ago. Wow, it sounds like in the world of Lego, these master builders are kind of like gods. They're kind of like super powerful people who, you know, build the world and make all of the things that we have around us. That's why they're called master builders. A master is usually someone who is very senior, who is very wise, very experienced, and maybe even very powerful. So they think that Emmett is something he's not. They think he's a big, powerful builder, a master builder. The heroes ask Emmett to join their quest. Oh, okay, so the heroes are going on a quest. Well, a quest is something that features in lots of movies, Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit being two good examples. A quest is when you go on a journey or a trip looking for something. Okay, so in the storybooks, the heroes will be on a quest for a magic ring or some, you know, magic sword or something like that. They have to travel and have many adventures looking for this thing. We could also say, you know, I'm on a quest to find the perfect pair of shoes or something like that. The idea is that you're going to travel around until you find it, and it could take a long time because what you're looking for is difficult to find. You wouldn't say, I'm on a quest to buy some milk at 7-Eleven. No, it's easy to find milk at 7-Eleven. When you're on a quest, you're looking for something that's hard to find or hard to do. For example, the heroes in The Hobbit are on a quest to kill a dragon. The heroes in The Hobbit are on a quest to kill a dragon. They have to travel a long way to fight the evil dragon.
Right, 所以在这里的 quest 其实就是一个任务的意思。不过这个 quest 是一个比较困难的任务，通常呢都需要啊很长时间，然后呢到处去寻找什么东西。那么到底是什么样的状况呢？其实有一天 ，Emmett 是被误认为 he is mistaken for one of the master builders。所谓的 master builders 指的是建筑大师的意思。所以 a group of superheroes, 有一群超级英雄呢就希望 Emma 能够加入 join their quest, 能够加入他们的任务，然后他们就可以阻止另外一个邪恶的人呢，那个另外一个人呢 who wants to destroy the Lego world,by gluing all its bricks together.
That's right. The bricks won't be able to come apart. You won't be able to build things. You'll just play with them like any other boring toy. But don't worry. Emmett has friends on his dangerous quest. It says even though fighting Lord Business isn't easy, Emmett is joined by a tough lady named Wildstyle, Batman, Wonder Woman, and even the Ninja Turtles. Wow, so he's got some pretty cool friends, our friend Emmett
does. 还有女超人，然后还有什么忍者龟啊 ,Ninja Turtles.
Cowabunga, dude. In the meantime, the article says Emmett must find his inner creativity to build something special on his own. Okay, in the meantime, it's our shortcut for you. It's a very useful phrase when talking about a story or telling a story. Let's find out more right now.
Shortcut for you. I am really excited about cooking a big meal and eating it with our friends.
I'm going to start making the chicken right away.
In the meantime, I'll call up George and Kathy to invite them.
Wait, if you invite them at meal time,They will come late.
In the meantime means at the same time.
Oh, that's better. So, in the meantime means 与此同时。
I'll make the call and in the meantime, get started on the cooking.
Okay, I see what you mean.
But I'll be on the phone, so...Can you be quiet in the meantime?
Oops, sorry.
Okay, so yes, while all of this is going on, Emmett must find his inner creativity. When we talk about inner, we're talking about anything that is inside. Okay, if something is inside, it is inner. If something is outside, it could be outer, O-U-T-E-R. But we use this adjective to talk about, of course, nouns. So your inner creativity is that ability inside your own brain to make new things. If you're a writer or an artist or even a scientist, you might need inner creativity. You're not getting the ideas from books, from the internet, from your friends. You're getting the ideas from inside, from your own mind. Okay, so that is our inner world, is the world inside our mind, which other people can't see or, you know, totally understand. Our inner creativity is inside us. And he has to build something special. So don't just be a builder and a worker. You must be a creator too, we say to Emmett. Okay, let's look at our example for inner.Jake's inner voice told him it was wrong to steal the pencil. Jake's inner voice told him it was wrong to steal the pencil. You should listen to your inner voice sometimes.
Right, 所以我们内心的声音，我们会说内心的。但是其实呢，在英文当中，这个形容词可以直接用 inner, I-N-N-E-R, inner. 除了可以说 inner voice, 也可以说 inner creativity, 内心的、内在的什么什么东西。不过刚才呢，Mike 有特别提到它的反义字叫做 outer, O-U-T-E-R。不过在这里这句话当中，我们可能还要注意最后面的 do something on one's own, 也就是 do something by myself, by oneself, 也就是独自完成一件事情而不靠别人的帮忙。
This is the only way for him to save the Lego world and prove that he is truly a master builder. All right, so there you go. That's a lot of pressure for our friend Emmett. He wants to prove that he is truly a master builder. Truly is like really, or maybe really, really. So you can say, I truly love something, I truly need something, I truly want something. You're kind of showing you want it, need it, love it.Extra, more than normal. For example, I truly love to watch movies on a rainy day. I truly love to watch movies on a rainy day. You could say it's my favorite thing to do on a rainy day.
所以当我们要强调真的 really 的时候，其实也可以用这个副词叫做 truly。Truly, 不过特别注意它原来的形容词是 true, T-R-U-E. 不过换成副词的时候呢我们要去 E 加上 L-Y.
All right, so that's our story, or at least the beginning of the story. We'll be back with more about Lego tomorrow. But don't leave right now, stick around, we're going to be back with our chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, our...Chat question for today is, do you consider yourself a creative person? Why or why not?
Okay, all right, so a creative person, someone who likes to make new things.
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking me this question?
Yeah.
I can be creative, yeah, sure. I like to work with other people,
mm-hmm.
I guess you could say. So I like to work in a team. It's easier to kind of get ideas and make sure that your ideas are good or can be made better. So I like to create with other people. We write together and do things like that. And also when I play music. How about you? Are you a creative person?
I don't really think I'm a creative person.
No? How many books have you written? Not even one. That's okay.
Not
I haven't、
one.
Written any books either.、
Uh-huh.
But it's fun to be creative. Sometimes you have to kind of relax yourself a little bit, let yourself break the rules maybe if you feel like you don't have some good ideas. So, you know, why not? Pick up a pen, a paintbrush, a guitar, try to make something new and discover your inner creativity, just like our friend Emmett. All right, well, that's it for the first day of our Lego article. We've learned about the movie, and tomorrow, I think, we'll be learning more about Lego, the real company and the real toys. So come back and join us for that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Lego Movie. Emmett is just an ordinary, uncreative minifigure in the Lego City. He is a builder who always follows instructions and never imagines anything to build by himself. Every day, he simply lays bricks to make buildings, until one day, he is mistaken for somebody else. A group of superheroes see Emmett and think that he is one of the Master Builders. They explain that they are looking for a race of beings called Master Builders who made the Lego world long ago. The heroes ask Emmett to join their quest. Together, they will try to stop Lord Business,an evil man who wants to destroy the Lego world by gluing all its bricks together. Even though fighting Lord Business isn't easy, Emmett is joined by a tough lady named Wildstyle, Batman, Wonder Woman, and even the Ninja Turtles. In the meantime, Emmett must find his inner creativityto build something special on his own. This is the only way for him to save the Lego world and prove that he truly is a master builder. Vocabulary Review.Instruction.
The teacher gave us instructions on how we should complete our projects. Mistake. My coworkers have often mistaken me for our company's owner. Quest. The brave knight went on a quest to find a terrible monster and kill it. Inner. Inner beauty lasts long, while physical beauty disappears with time. Truly. This is truly the best meal I have ever eaten in my life.